And if you're not here, you can go and listen to it. And as I said, there are 20 people in this class, and there are 5 of you here. So 15 people should be listening to the lecture. Okay. I run this more like a student option course than I do a hybrid. But I am going to be out a few days, probably around 4 during the course of the semester. All the other days I'll be here, but that doesn't mean you have to be here. You can be here or not be here because I'm running it like student option. Okay? So you can be here or not be here. I will be here with the exception of a few days, and I will post those ahead of time so you know what days I'm not going to be here. But, so, my website is www.pgrosser.net. When you get there, click on CIS 156. My email is up there on the board. It's pgrosser@rcn.com. P.grosser@rcn.com. I actually have pgrosser, but that I use for different things. So it's p.grosser@rcn.com. Homework has to be sent there. I sent you an email that tells you I have a backup, which is GMX, and you should send it to there as well, just because I'm paranoid. Okay? So, we are going to start looking at Visual Basic. But before we get there, we'll take a look at a few things around here. The syllabus, like with all my courses, has percentages that I want to go over. This class, I actually require the book because I think it's a good book. I think they do a good job in the book. And there's enough information that I can't cover it all. And so I would like you to read the book, and I think it's a good book as opposed to some books that I think leave something to be desired. Percentages, 80% of your grade is homework, 10% is being a responsible student, and 10% is the final. As you know, if you've had me before, if I get a homework and it's not working, I will send it back to you. And that's especially important with programs. I want working programs. Okay, you can't make your living on programs that don't work. You gotta have working programs. So, if you can send it to me, if you're having a problem, for help, but don't even bother turning it in unless you're sending it for questions if it's not working. Because I'm gonna send it back to you and say it's not working. Okay? So I don't grade until I've got a working one. And again, if you want to send it to me because you're having problems with a particular area, and with VB, if you want me to look at an area, don't just send me the code to look at. Send me the whole program. Because it's just too, things you did before can impact too much. There's too much of an impact. So it's very hard to look at just a small segment of code and pick up a problem. I need to see the whole thing. So, if you're having a problem, send me the whole thing. As I said, I tape this, so audio lectures have it. And I also put up the smart board. We are going to be using BD 2012. 2015 is out, but the book that I like, they don't have the 15 version released yet. So we're sticking with 12, and it really doesn't matter. The fundamentals are the fundamentals, it's fine. So we're sticking with VB 2012. Next year I'll probably move over to 15 if they get the book out. I have 15, so if anybody is absolutely determined to use 15, I do have 15.
Yes, this is the 12th grade class?
Yes.
Oh, okay, they're afraid to come in. They're thinking you're teaching the last class, then you're not ready.
Okay.
I'll let them in.
All right, guys. I'm waiting for you.
home, you didn't come in, get real. Okay, I'm looking at a lot of you. You didn't come in?
The door was locked.
Yeah, oh, the door was locked?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well,
this explains where everybody was. Because I had five people in a 20-person class, so it seemed a little strange. Yes, sir.
If you want to talk to you, I was just going to say
hi. No, I will, though. I was actually sick this last weekend, so I didn't do much of anything.
Okay,
so I will probably send it out tomorrow or the next day. Oh, that was a good thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll send it out either tomorrow or the next day. But I basically didn't do much over the weekend. Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I know. I took your class.
I know. No, I recognize
you. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because I know some people don't want the hair. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the next programming. I just started it.
Okay.
It was like...
Okay, good.
Yeah, I thought I'd say hi.
Hi.
I got like a few.
Okay, so we now have a few more than the five that I had originally. So I will do a quick wrap-up of what I did already. I have the class before this too, so feel free to just come in. I'll pound on the door if it's locked, because I'm here for the class and kind of, I don't quite know why it was closed anyway, but that's all right. Okay, so my email is p.glesser@rcn.com. If you have never had me before, you've had me before, it's the same email. It's p.glesser@rcn.com. You are being recorded, and I will put up the recordings tonight. Okay, so let's start in again. My website is pgrosser.net. www.pgrosser.net. When you come in here, you're going to be clicking on CIS 156. And that takes you here, and this is where the information is that we're looking for. I put up a week of every week, and this is this week's week of. I'll add another one next week, and I'll keep this one. So for the end of the semester, there'll be week 15 up to week 15, and they'll all be there. Okay, so... syllabus I looked at briefly while you all were stuck in the hall. The book is a good book, so this is one of the few classes that I say you should get a book. They have not upgraded to 2015 yet, so I haven't either. I am staying in sync with them, so we're using 2012. 2015 is out. You can get 2015, but I'd prefer if you did the work in 2012, and it's better because then you can go back and forth with our computer, too. Huh?
We got 13.
There was a 13, but I think it's 15 that they're working with now. And 13, I think, was one of those, quick and then gone, as I recall. But you can try it.
No, I do have 12.
You have 12?
Yeah.
Okay. And I like the book, so as I said, I do require the book. There's a lot of information, and I can't cover it all in class. I cover the highlights, but I want you to read the book so that you can pick up some of the details. 80% homework, 10% responsible human being, and 10% final. So, homework, your assignments count for the most. Final is 10%. And occasional late is fine. Chronic late starts hitting the 10% for being responsible. Okay? Okay. everybody should be doing their own work. If you want to talk about a problem you're having with other people, that's fine, but you can't collaborate and turn in the same product. You know, if you're having a problem with one thing, making one thing work, feel free to talk it over with somebody else, come up with a solution and that sort of thing. But then it should be part of what you're passing in. What you're passing in should not be the same as what somebody else passes in. And in a lot of assignments, like this first one, I tell you to design your own page. And so that kind of eliminates the concept of any two should look alike. Because if you're designing your own and using your own colors and everything else, then it should be different. Okay. Now, I am recording, and that will be under Audio BB 2012. I'm taking pictures of the screen, and that will be under Smart Board 2012. Okay? I've gone back and kept everything up here just because people use my site after they've gone. This is BB 2012 example. VB.net, we'll actually go back and look at a few things under VB.net as we're going along. So those programs we will look at occasionally. VB6, we won't look at it all. But there are people out there that are still coding in VB6. They get a job in VB6. So I leave the stuff up just as a reference. Programs have to work when you pass them in. If they don't work, then they should be passed in as I've got a question, help, not as grade this, please. They should be passed in with a help on them. You know, I don't understand. Would you help me with this part? And as I was saying, I think just before you guys came in, if you need help, I need you to pass in the entire program to me because it's very hard to debug a segment of VB code and not see it in context. So if you're having problems with a segment, that's fine. You can send it to me and ask for help, but I'm going to need the whole thing. Now, we're going to have help sessions that are mainly geared around 120, but it turns out that the person who's doing the help for me is in this class, and so the pressure is on him to keep up and keep ahead, and that's Eric. Okay, so the pressure's on him that if you have questions about this class, you can try him. Okay? So, and if that doesn't work, you can try me. But he's going to be here. Okay. Anything else that I should be saying about it? Anybody got any questions about how this class operates? Most of you have had me before, and it's not much different. Questions? Okay. Then, where was I? Let's bring up Visual Basic. Got too many copies open of something. Okay, so where's Visual Basic? Right here, Visual Studio 2012. I should have said DreamSpark invitations will be coming out, and you can download you can download this if you get your DreamSpark invitation. You can also get Express versions. If you just type in Visual Basic 2012 Express, they'll give you a place where you can go and download the Express version. And the Express version is fine for this class. So you can either get it through DreamSpark or you can download the Express version. Or I think they give you a version attached to the book, do they? Anybody that's got the book, I think there's a version attached. Okay, so open Visual Studio and sit back and relax. Because it's going to take a few minutes. For future reference, my suggestion is when you walk in the door, start Visual Basic. Yours isn't supposed to be taking forever.
Well, I just started it.
Okay.
So it takes like 10 seconds.
Even like, I bought a Bristol laptop and I paid probably too much money for it and it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This laptop is not that great, but.
No, it even takes.
Seconds. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just that. Forever.
No, I do have 13. Never mind.
What?
I have 13.
I'm not sure I even have 13. I must have it on something.
I think 12 updated to 13, like a service pack or one of those.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
And then it gives you this reassuring feeling that it's going to open any time now. Yeah, it really is not.
I haven't used a computer in 2 months.
That long? You have a real vacation.
I bought another laptop, but it's a Mac, so
yeah.
I don't get
my laptop,
a studio on Mac.
Microsoft Basic 2010.
That'll probably work.
Oh, that
was
still works?
That would have still works. And I think 10. Because some of my stuff is still in 10 too. I started to upgrade some of the stuff I wrote in 10 and discovered that that it worked fine in 12, so I didn't bother. Okay. So we are patiently waiting. And waiting. Good Lord. Is anybody else's coming up faster than mine?
Well, I'm up, but
I'll be able to begin class.
Smart man. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm set, I think. No adding toolboxes, all right. This is ridiculous.
You need new PCs in here.
They've actually ordered some.
Yeah.
Or they've put in a request to order, I guess is what it is.
Yeah.
You have to request them to come through with the box.
I think it's still dual cores, and I am in core 2 duos. It's just the single duo.
No, these have been around. Scott said these in this room have been here for 9 years, he thought.
Yeah.
So, they've upgraded them and changed things and everything, but still, they've been here forever and a day. Okay, is everybody as far along as I am?
9 years.
I think that's what he said.
It's like 18 years in the tech world.
I think that's right. Well, as I said, they have made some changes. Okay, come on. We can do this. File. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to start a project and just play around with it. For those of you who were in CIS 120, we're not going to really go much further than we did in 120, or 120 with me at least. So we're going to click on New Project. Okay. Now what we're doing is Windows Form application. If you get the Express version, you are not going to get these 5 million choices. It's going to limit your choices more, but it still lets you do Windows Form application, and that's what we want to do. Okay? So there's a couple of things that we want here. We want to make sure that we create a directory for the solution. Okay? So you want to make sure that's checked. That's the default, but you want to make sure that's checked. You want to make sure the Windows Forms application is checked. And then you want to fill this in, okay? So I'm going to call this breakfast, day VB, spring 16. Okay? And notice when I put in the name, it also made that same name solution name. If you're using the Express version, it doesn't have that third column. So you just fill it in, and then when you get into Visual Basic, you make sure you save kind of up front. Okay? So now I'm picking the drive. I want to put it on and browse. I'm going to put it on my G drive. So I'm going to put it on the G drive. And I'm going to just click Select Folder. And it's going on the G drive. And I'm saying OK. So you obviously should be putting it on a flash drive. If you have one, the smart thing to do would be to bring a flash drive, and if we do stuff in class, save it on the flash drive. If you don't have a flash drive with you, save it on the T drive, because then at least it doesn't evaporate when somebody turns off the computer. So I'm then clicking OK. Eventually. You should have these four components. Okay? And that's the way it should come up. One of the reasons I would suggest that you read chapter one is it goes into detail about how the different ways you can set this up and how you can make it work the way you want it to work. And it's well worth reading that part of chapter one. Okay, so I now have my setup, and there's four parts that I need. I need the toolbox, and that's over here. I need to have the Solution Explorer, and that's here. I need to have the properties, and that's here. And I need to have the form itself, and it comes up in design mode. So I have those four things. And those don't have to be rearranged in this order and handled this way, but that's the way people tend to do it. And for some reason, it's not happy saving pictures. Okay. So, now I have a form, and this is called Visual Basic because so much of it is done visually. Over here under Properties, they have two ways of doing it, by category and by alphabetic. I prefer by alphabetic. And so I click the thing that says A to Z, and I've got it alphabetically. Okay? But if you prefer it by category, you can leave it clicked by category. The name of the form is Form 1. If you want to change it up here. If you just change it down under the properties, you can get into trouble. And once you've changed it up under the solution, and it asks you if you want to change it everywhere, say yes. So if you decide you want to change that, you can, but change it up under the solution. Okay, so now I've got the properties, and these are the properties for the form. And it says over here form, so I know it's the properties for the form. Okay. If I want to set properties for the form, I can do it. I can come down here and find background color, and I can set a background color for the form. I can go down here under text and change it, and that I'll do. I'm going to call it first form. And notice what that does. It changes it on the form itself. So if I change text down here, it changes it over here. So I can give the form a name so people know what they're in. Okay, now basically I'm going to decide what I want to do and use the toolbar, the toolbox rather. So if I want a label, I'm going to bring a label, click on label, and I can drag it over, or I can just go over with my cursor and find the spot for it. So I now put a label on. Okay. Now, labels usually don't get changed, but a lot of people change the name of the label anyway. A lot of people don't. Everything you're going to change should have a meaningful name. So if the label is something you're going to change as you are processing, then you want to give it a meaningful name, not label one, label two, label three. But a lot of people get sick of changing the labels they're not going to touch, and they leave them that way. If you're going to change them, then you should call this LBL. And then let's say I want to have a name there. So I write LBL name. Okay? So now it's got a name that if I want to change it in my code, I've got a specific name for it. So I call that LBL name. And then I'm going to scroll down to the text box, and I'm going to change this and say name, colon. And that, once I click away from that, it has changed the information that I have on the box. And this now says name, colon. If I want that to be bigger, I can go around and change a bunch of things about this. I can change the font. So if I go in and click on font, I can change the font on that label. And if I want to make it size 14 and bold, I can do that. So now I've checked 14 and I've checked bold. And now it is bigger and it is bold. And I could have changed the font type as well. And then I have the four color. So I can come down here and change the four color. And I'm going to custom. And I'm going to make it a light green. Okay? So I can go in and change these things. And there's a lot of stuff you can experiment with. Okay? Then for data that I'm going to put in, I'm going to use a text box. So I'm putting up a text box here. Okay? Now a text box is something I'm going to manipulate usually. So I definitely want to give that a name. And I'm going to call it text NAME, because it's a text box. I'm going to call it text NAME. And I don't want anything in that originally, so I'm not touching the property that would put content in there. That's the content that I want the user to put in. And each time when I'm looking at it, notice text name, it tells me it's a text box, and here are the properties associated with that text box. Okay. The other thing that I have is a button. So if I want to put on a button, I can go here, and that's button one. And I'm going to call it button click, BTN click. And I'm going to scroll down and change button one under text to say click. And so that changes the text on there so that it now says click. And then if I want to put out a hello world type thing, I can pick another text box and put it up here. And I'm going to call that text hello. And I'm going to save that. Now, at some point, I want to save this, so I'm doing a file, save all. And because I already chose the location where I wanted to go, it will save it. Okay, so now I've got my form set up. And so now I want to put in the code that would happen if somebody clicks the button. So I'm going to double click on the button and it comes up. Now, at this point, if I would like to get more room, I can slide this here and slide that over there, or I can take this little pin that pins this in place and make that little pin go diagonally across, which would buy me more room. So if I want more room, I can do that. Okay. This is public class for Form 1. And there's the end of the class. So this is the information for Form 1. When I click on the button, it makes a private sub. And the button says here, button click click, which means the click event on the button. When the button is clicked, the click event on the button. And you can see it says over here that it handles button click click. The sender's object is whatever, we will just copy and paste for now. Okay, so what I want to do is put in here my code. So I'm going to say text hello. And I want to change the text property, so I'm putting text here to change the text property. So I've got text hello.text, and that again is changing the text property. And I'm saying equals, and then I'm going to put the literal hello, so that's in quotes. Okay. And I left a space after the O in the quotes. And I want to concatenate that, which is an ampersand, with the contents of text name.text. Okay? So I am typing there text hello.text should be assigned the contents of hello concatenated with text name, not text. Now, if I had spelled this wrong, let's say I didn't put the E on name. Notice it very nicely underlines it and tells you that you got a problem. Okay, and it tells you specifically where the problem is. Okay. And it says here, text NAM is not declared. It may be inaccessible due to its protection level, but usually it's undeclared is the problem. So I changed that and put the E back, and now it's working. Okay. To test it, I'm going to click on Start. So I'm clicking on Start. And eventually, my form comes up ready to be run. So I'm going to put Susan. I'm going to click, and it says, Hello, Susan. Now, if I wanted that to be bigger, I could have gone in and changed the font size on that, just like I can change the font size on anything. So it now says, Hello, Susan. So it followed the instructions that I put in on the click event. Click event is one of the more common. We'll be talking about a lot of different events. But for now, click event is one of the more common events because I click on something and something happens. Questions? How many of you have done some Visual Basic before? How many of you haven't? I should have asked. You did a little. No, no, that's right, you didn't. Wrong class.
It's been over a year since I touched this.
Okay. So. Huh?
My hand up the sink. I never did it.
Yes, we discovered this morning how things stick. Or don't stick, as the case may be. I asked people we were logging into CIS Web what was the host. And
CISweb.versus.cc.
You pass. There were a few that didn't this morning. You finally pulled it out. Or didn't finally. You finally told them. I assume you knew it.
I still memorized my password for Linux and all that.
Okay. I'm going to give you a few minutes to go back and duplicate what I did. Doesn't have to be exactly. But I don't want copying and paste. Turn this off. Go back and do it again.
With this?
Yes. Go back and just do it, just so you do the manipulating stuff. Stop whining, just do it. Joy to have you back, though. So just go back and do. You can make it more elaborate than this, but I want you to at least do what I did. And I want you to start from scratch. So that I'm sure that you understand the steps that I went through. And if you have any questions, ask. So you want to basically start with new project. Just close this down and save it. If you want to save it, I should have mentioned this little kind of brown rectangle up here is what you click when you're all done. See the brown rectangle? Click that and you're done. Then you can do a file, save all, and then you can just close it. And you should have it wherever you saved it. So I want you to start from scratch.
And you said for the homework, you just wanted us to make a basic thing to add?
Right. So if you know what you're doing, you can get started on the homework, because that gets you started and you can do something. So feel free, if you know what you're doing, to just get started on the homework now. Because the homework has a bunch of different things you can do, and you can do some of them and then add to the form. But if you're not comfortable with this, I want you to redo what I did. If you're comfortable with it, as I said, feel free to start the homework. Huh? That's fine. No, that's fine. I mean, the homework has you doing a bunch of these things anyway. So. But if you haven't done it before, then I would like you to try duplicating what I did. Yeah. I mean, have people passed it without the book? Yeah. But if you want to get the most out of it, I think you'll read the book, because it's got a lot of good information in there. So it all depends on your motivations and goals. Huh? You can probably get it secondhand someplace.
Yeah, I'm sure it's cheap on Amazon.
You can be right there. You might have the website to keep up with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was looking at that.
Right.
If you don't want the book, obviously.
Is this the regular bank, the Microsoft one?
It's Visual Basic by Gaddison. As I said, I think that he does a good book. He didn't do as good a book on his second, his advanced one. But I think the basic book is really pretty good. But the cost of books is ridiculous. Especially if you don't plan to read them.
I think
it's 2010 on there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have 2010. Oh, I said some of them are written in 2010. I said we're using 2012.
Oh.
But some of them I wrote in 2010, and when I went to change them, there was nothing to change, so.
For the text that you're looking at, 2010?
12.
12,
the text is 12. It's just that there wasn't much sense in rewriting some of the basic ones when there was really no difference. If you have any questions, ask. That's the reason you're doing it in class. So that I'm sure you understand how to get the basics done.
On the assignment for homework, do you want a total of 3 buttons?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can figure out what the 3 buttons do. One of my examples for the day is like 3 buttons. That we're going to look at after I give you a few more minutes to work on this. I'm not sure what my reaction would be being asked to duplicate what I just did. So please ask questions if you have them. Anybody got any questions? Charlotte, you seem to be doing a good job. Basically, what she's saying is, I'm getting rid of that and just get rid of that because those are the groups, the issue. So just highlight them. Not in class. Don't delete any of this.
Yeah,
yeah.
And class names, you don't
want to do that. Oh. So just highlight them. You see the link? Oh, you're in run mode. I'm sorry. If you're in run mode, you can't delete.
No.
Now you can't delete. So now you can have to delete.
No.
Yep. But no, keep the public class. Those define everything that you're doing. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 or 3 more minutes and then I'm going to move on. Yeah. Do something. You process, you're doing something, right? So I processed. I'm just doing something. Anything. In the clear and the air. I'm going to go over those in the next example. Okay, is everybody pretty much done with this? Anybody got a question? Okay. Then I'm going to say close this. So I'm going to say close solution. Close solution. And it goes away. And then I'm going to ask you to go to and download something. So I'm going to ask you to go to examples 2012-2010. And I'm going to ask you to download these first two things, HeyCalc and CIS Basic Project. So they're zipped. You need to download them and unzip them. Okay, so you need to download those two and unzip them. And I don't know if we'll get to both of them today or not.
The
PayCalc and CIS Basic Project. Download both of these and unzip them. And we're going to start out looking at PayCalc. So download those, and again, I would put them on a flash drive if you have a flash drive. If not, put them on the key drive. Yeah, whatever. I got that too when I did it at home. Just ignore that and say, okay, that's fine, I don't care. Are you in Chrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Chrome does that. Okay, so download those two and unzip them. That is if you want to follow along with me. I'm going to do them up here.
Which two? The big calc and the
back? Yeah. The one right below it, the first two.
Yeah, see this,
correct? Hey, calc and CIS basic project.
Oh, yeah.
And these are 2010-2012. I should have changed them. Some of them are 2010, some of them are 2012, depends on when I wrote them. Okay, do we have everything? Everybody got it downloaded and unzipped? Yes, no, maybe? If you don't stop me, I'm assuming you do. So I'm going to now say open project. Okay, before when I was doing my own project, I said new project. Now I'm saying file open project. And I probably should take a picture of that. Okay, so file, open project, and I'm going to go to my G drive, which is where I have it, and there it is. So I'm going to open PayCalc. Now, when I come to open this, okay, I'm going to open PayCalc. So I click on it, and then when I see the SLN, it's the SLN that I want to open. So I click on the SLN and open it. Okay, so there's the form. And this one, I did change the name. I called it Form PayCalc. So I'm going to click on the form, and it should open it, and there's my form. So I have a name, I have hours worked, I have pay per hour, and I want to calculate gross pay. So here's where I asked you to do multiple buttons. Here's where I did multiple buttons. Okay, I've got multiple buttons up there. So, if I want to run this, well, I'm actually going to bring up the code. And now I'm going to run it. Okay, so there I'm running it. And I'm going to type in a name, Linda, worked for 45 hours and got paid $30 an hour. Okay, so now I'm going to calculate gross pay. And the pay is $13.50. Okay, so look at gross pay. I clicked on calculate gross pay. I came in here under button calculate click. The button that I clicked was called button calc. If I don't remember that, I can go back and look and see what I called it. But I called it button calc. And button calc says, take the text that is in the gross pay field. That's where I want to put the answer. Take the text that's in the pay per hour field, multiply it by the text that is in the text hours work field, and put it in the gross pay field. Okay? And I did, and the answer is $13.50. Okay? Now, my next button says clear. And look at what happens under button clear. I am listing the fields that I want to clear. And I'm saying go ahead and clear them. Okay, so I'm clearing all four fields. And I'm doing it using the clear function. Clear with parentheses. That means it's a function. So I'm using the clear function that Visual Basic has to empty the box. So if I hit clear, all my boxes are now empty. The other way I could do that is I could have said text gross pay equals quote, quote. And that means assign nothing to text gross pay. Put nothing in the box. Quote, quote. Is the same. It means put nothing in the box. But nowadays you see people doing this clear more than the assigned quote quote. Okay? I did that for years, but then they came up with this clear function, and so I do it that way now. But sometimes I do it the other way. And then if I click on close, what's going to happen? Look at the close routine. What is happening? It does a me.close. Okay, that means close the current form. Me dot means close the current form. So me.close means close the current form. Okay? So I'm doing the close function, and it's closing up the form. So now I'm going to run it again. And this time I will put John in. And he worked 40 hours and $25 an hour. And I'm going to click the calculate at the bottom. And so that meant he earned $1,000. Now, notice what one of the things I did here. Button is what they now use to refer to buttons most often. But CMD stood for command. And that was another name for the button. And you see both of them out there. So I called this one CMD, just to kind of show you that it could be written either way. So BTN is a button, and CMD tends to be a command button, because the button was called a command button. Okay? So now I got a little more fancy in this one. I said, I'm setting up two variables. So I said, dim work pay per hour as double. Double is another way of saying decimal. And then comma, work hours work as double. And then I did another dim just to show that I can do it either way. I can do separate dims for everything, or I can do one dim and separate the things with commas. It's my choice. But I did a dim work gross pay as double. So that means I've set up three variables in memory. Three variables in memory. And the WK that I put in front of, I do sometimes. Sometimes I don't. But it's kind of a nice distinction, I think. Because when I put the WK, I know it's in a work area. I might put a V in front, and that would tell me it was a variable. But I think it's kind of nice in having the names to know the category. And if I have a TXT, then I know it's a text box. If I have a WK, I know it's a work area, which is a variable. So I think that's a good way of differentiating types. So now I said, okay, the text that's on the text box is actually stored as string data. I went ahead up here and used it in the calculation just fine. But if you run into problems with complicated things, then what you can do is have a CDBL, which means convert to double. So that means take that string data that's on the form and make sure it's a number that allows decimals. Double is a number that allows decimals. And then I said, take the text pay per hour and convert that also. And as you convert them, assign them to work hours, work, and work pay hour. So I converted them over and put pure numbers into the work areas. And then I said, okay, now do the calculation, but use my work gross pay. So do the calculation entirely using variables. So I did. I said work hours work times work pay per hour, assign it to work gross pay. And remember, the equal sign is not an equal sign, it's an assignment sign. I'm saying take what's on the right and assign it to what's on the left. It's an assignment sign. Okay. And then I said, okay, now that I've done the calculation, I want to take the answer and put it out in currency. So I said, take work gross pay, make it a two-string currency. So in other words, stick in commas and dollar signs. And that's a string. Once I've stuck in commas and dollar signs, it's a string. A number can have decimal points, but that's it. Once I add the bells and whistles of a dollar sign and a comma, it is string. So I said, two string. So I'm doing the two string method and converting it to string. And specifically, I want currency. And then I'm taking that and putting it in the text box. Gross pay. So when I multiplied 40 by 25, I got 1,000. And that's what I put in the text box for gross pay. Yes, no, maybe? If you have questions, stop me and ask them. Because I assume that no questions means everybody follows. So ask questions. As I said, the question can be, I just don't get it. And if you say, I just don't get it, there's two or three other people that wish they'd said it. Questions. Even begging, I can't get questions. Okay. The next one I'm going to look at, and this is actually the last one I'm going to look at, is, so I'm going to say file close solution and file open project. And I am opening the CIS basic project. Again, I find the SLN. I click on the SLN and it loads. Okay. In this one, okay, so on this one, I did a little bit more with properties. And I've also got, this is a picture box. Okay? So I have got a picture box sitting there. So I took picture box from the tools and dragged it over, and I've got a picture box. And if you ever wonder what it is, look at the properties. Because it says System Windows Forms Picture Box. So it tells you in the properties what it is that it has. And this is a picture box. Okay. Now, when I do the picture box, I go to Image. Okay, I went to Image. And I click on those three dots next to Image. And it came up like this. Well, what I did this time was I did an import of a local resource. So I clicked on local resource and I clicked on import. And then I went and I found this picture. And I have no idea where I was on my computer when I did it. I don't know if I had this picture here or not. But I went and found the picture. Okay, so I went and found that picture. So I went looking through my stuff and I found the picture that I wanted. And I said, open it. So I went and found the picture. Wherever the picture was, and I might even have that on the T drive here, so I could go and see, there's CISA GIF, so that was probably it. So I clicked on CISA GIF and opened it, and that brought the image up. Okay. You can also use project resource file, and that lets you go and get it, and it then loads it and actually shows it up here if you do that. And we'll play around with both of those as we go along. But this one is just, I use the import. So it imported the picture and made it part of the program. So now I'm going to cancel. I had CIS department up here, and notice I did some font stuff to it. And I had some buttons down here, and I gave it a color. So I played around with this, basically. This word welcome is in a label, and I called it LBL welcome. Okay, and it's in a label. Okay, so if I go and look at the code here, can set something so that it is visible equals true. So I started out, if I run this, notice the welcome isn't there. And that's because I hid it. And we'll look at that in a minute. But the little word welcome that I had on the form isn't here. But up here I said, label welcome dot visible equals true. So I said, when you click that button, it will show that, and it will also put up a message box. So I'm going to click the welcome button, and look what it did. It showed the word welcome, it made it visible, and it put up a message box, show welcome. That's the message box. Okay? So I did two things there. And when I click OK, the message box goes away. And when I hit exit, it closes. So again, this is run mode. It brings up that little kind of browny red square. When I want to end, I can just click that square and it ends as well. So this program, I had three ways to end. I could click the button that said exit. I could click the X in the top of the screen. Or I can click that little square, brown red square, and that will exit it. Notice up here at the top, it's got the design mode and it's got the visual basic. So you can go back, back and forth between them, toggle back and forth to see once you've brought the code up. You can toggle back and forth to see the code on all of these. So if I go into the design and I look at the label welcome, visible is false. So I set visible to false. So when the program starts, visible is set to false. Then inside the code, I changed it to true, so that it would show the word welcome when I clicked on it. But to start out with, visible is set to false. Questions? Okay, then I'm done. You have a homework assignment. Please try to get this one in on time. Some things start to come in late when the world gets busy, but the world can't be that busy this week. And that will just get you more practiced. If you don't do anything between now and Tuesday on Visual Basic, you're not going to remember anything I said. Okay, so go home and play with it. Okay? Or if you don't have it set up at home, come in here and play. DreamSpark invitation should go out. But as I said, you can go and download the Express version. Okay, it's a desktop Express. And there is also a web Express. So if you use the Express versions, when we get to doing stuff on the web, you'll have to also download web Express. But you've got desktop Express that you can use now. Or you can get the whole thing with DreamSpark. Or you can do both. Or you can say, I like BCC Labs. So any of the possibilities.
How does DreamSpark actually work? So I haven't given it a shot yet.
I don't know if I have the notes on here, but they're under my CIS 12 class.
Is it just like...
No, I haven't brought them over. Yeah, I should.
Actually.
If you go to my CIS 112 and go in under Notes and Handouts... So go back to CIS 120, rather.
Okay.
120. Go in under Notes and Handouts, and I've got all the instructions. And I should put those at everybody's site, but I didn't. I just put them under those. So if you are having problems downloading with DreamSpark, go to 120 These notes were written by Eric, I think it was, at the help desk, on how to download and use DreamSpec. Okay? So go in and grab those, and it will help you. And I believe he said he was going to get them out tomorrow. But he works one day over the weekend anyway, so I'm sure you'll get it by then. Tuesday and Thursday, yep.